This is another DEM podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Madeline Velez. Madeline, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Great. Madeline, how are you involved with digital asset management?
My career in digital asset management started over 15 years ago with the Yankee Candle Company organizing their digital merchandise assets. I then worked for Bristol-Myers Squibb with digital pharmaceutical assets, and now I'm the digital asset specialist for the marketing and communications department at Shriners Hospitals for Children headquarters in Tampa. In my new position, I played a key role in the implementation of a brand new digital asset management system, and I made recommendations on how the system would best fit our needs, and that was HIPAA compliant and that offered the right tools for our organization.
Madeline, how does a hospital focusing on innovative pediatric specialty care, world-class research, and outstanding medical education use digital asset management?
Here at Shriners Hospital headquarters, we use the digital asset management system to organize all of our marketing materials. That includes our historic photos and videos, photography for print and social media, our patient videos, commercials, and our consent forms. It's also used to share files with our designers, our internal departments, and externally with our 22 locations, the Shriners temples, and our vendors.
What are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with digital asset management?
One of the challenges in the medical field was finding a system that was HIPAA compliant and that would safely store and protect our patient data. Another challenge is the change in processes and workflows within a department. When implementing a system, you have to help your users understand the value that the digital asset management system brings to the organization and the cost savings in the reuse of your assets. Over time, users will establish their own workflows, and change can be troublesome for some. So it's very important to offer continuous training, either in groups or one-on-one, so that they can adapt to the new workflow and become comfortable with using the new system. For our successes, I would say when a user adapts to the new system and you receive positive feedback from your users on how easy it was to locate and share files and how the system helped them reduce time in locating them and the delivery process. Successes are also streamlining the processes and brand consistency. So when you no longer receive requests that are manual and the work requests become automated, that's definitely a success. It really changes the way teams work in a very positive way.
And what advice would you like to share with DEM professionals and people aspiring to become DEM professionals?
My advice would be to keep up with the industry changes and how they benefit the organization that you work for. So continue to learn, take classes, join discussion groups, and search the internet. There's a lot of very helpful information out there, and ask a lot of questions. Even though I've been working in this field for quite some time, I'm always learning from other DAM professionals. I can then take those learnings and apply them in my organization. So always take time to speak with your colleagues about their work and how the DAM system can help them.
Well, thanks, Madeline.
Thanks for having me.
For more on this, visit anotherdampodcast.com. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.